Today's Cotton Newsline is three cuts. All cuts are Robbie Minnick, Senior Government Relations Representative for the National Cotton Council Office in Washington, D.C. First cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
During a hearing covering a range of agricultural products, Dr. Lange stressed the importance to U.S. cotton of open and transparent market access. He noted that China stands in stark contrast to other cotton importing countries by closely controlling their imports. The testimony also described China's current policies for supporting prices and building government reserves. While the buildup of government stocks has provided some short-term support to world prices, the longer-term implications of the policies are very concerning.
Second cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
Dr. Lange testified that by supporting cotton prices at levels well above man-made fiber, China's policies have a detrimental effect on demand as cotton is losing market share to polyester and other synthetic fibers. He concluded by cautioning the commission that the uncertainty with Chinese policy has the entire cotton world on edge. The full testimony can be found on the National Cotton Council's website, www.cotton.org, under the Issues tab.
Third cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
The commission was created by Congress in 2000 with the mandate to monitor, investigate, and submit to Congress an annual report on the national security implications of the bilateral trade and economic relationship between the United States and China, and provide recommendations to Congress for legislative and administrative action.